Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yudam Abeis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Yudam and Aleph, the second Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Hegia Yudzayim b'mar Cheshvin v'lo yardu geshamim. Let's say it reaches the 17th of Cheshvin and still there was no significant rain. Heschilu ha'yechidim mis'an in shalish tanyais. So then the Tamil Chachamim, they start to fast three fast days, a series of three fasts. Eichlam v'shayisim mishach ha'sheicha. But during these fasts, they're allowed to eat and drink at night, meaning it's not like Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av where you have to stop already by nighttime. U'mutarim b'molacha. It's also not like those fasts, and you're allowed to do molacha, u'berechitza, to wash yourself, u'besicha, to anoint yourself, u'b'nilas ha-sandal, to wear shoes, u'b'tash v'shamita. Hegia Rosh Chodesh Kislev v'lo yardu geshamim. If let's say already it reaches Rosh Chodesh Kislev and still there was no significant rain, so then already Bezdin Geizer and Shalosh Tanias al Tzibur, then Bezdin will be Geizer three Tanias on the entire Tzibur, not just Tamid HaChachamim. And the level of the fast is the same. Eichel v'shoysim mishach ha-sheicha. They're allowed to eat a drink from nighttime. Only in the morning they have to stop. U'mutarim b'malacha. They're allowed to do malacha, b'rechitza, v'sicha, b'nilas ha-sandal, b'tash v'shamita. So as the Gemara Man Yechidim, we said by Yudzayin Cheshvin, only the Yechidim fast. Who are the Yechidim? Amar Rav Huna, Rabbanon. It's the Tamid HaChachamim. V'amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna also said to explain our Mishnah, that Yechidim Misan in Shalosh Taniyos, Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni. When the Mishnah says that they fast three fasts, it's specifically Monday, Thursday, Monday. Those are the 3 days. Says the Gemara, my Kamash Melon, what's the Chiddush? Tanina, we already learned in the Mishnah, that Ein Goizun Taniyos Alat Tzibur, B'tchila B'chamishi, that you never start a series of fasts on the Thursday. So obviously it's not Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Obviously, it has to be Monday, Thursday, Monday. The Mishnah says already, you can't be Geiz or Tainus on a Thursday. Because that's going to make the prices go up. Because people are going to have to buy food to break the fast Thursday night. And they're going to be buying food for Shabbos. People don't realize, the store owners don't realize that they're in the middle of a series of fasts because it's the first one. They're going to think that there's a food shortage. They're going to start raising the prices. Always the three fasts start with a Monday, Thursday, Monday. So what's the Chiddush of Rav Huna? Says the Gemara, Ma'udetema hanimili tzibur. Maybe that's dafka by a tzibur, because then everybody's going to be coming to buy out the store. Aval yachay, but it's just the yechidim who are fasting, so loy, we don't have to be worried about this. Kamash malan, no, we still need to be worried. In Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Brayso like this as well, that kisheschilu ha-yechidu masano is misan en sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. It says that when the yechidim begin to fast, so they fast on the Monday, Thursday, Monday. Now that we mentioned this Brayso, the Gemara just brings the rest of it, and it says, u'mafsikim b'rashi chadashim u'v'yamim toivim haksuvin b'megillas tainis. That if one of these days of Monday, Thursday, Monday fall out on Rosh Chodesh, or on one of the days that are considered a Yom Tif, the days that are written in Megillas Tainis, that you're not allowed to fast, so then Taka, then they don't fast on that day. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Al Yoy Meradum Talmud Ani, and Eini Roy L'Yos Yachid. A person shouldn't say, I'm just a Talmud, I'm not such a big Talmud Chacham, I'm not Mamish a Yachid, and therefore I'm not going to fast. El Kol Talmid Chacham Em Yechidim. Every Talmud Chacham should treat himself as a Chiv, to treat himself like a Yachid with regards to this, and to fast. Now, Ezu Yachid, Ezu Talmud, what exactly is the difference in the definition between a Yachid and a Talmud? Says the Gemara, Yachid Kol Sharoy L'Mnoise Parnis Al Tzibur. A Yachid is someone who's already Roy to be a Rav, whereas Talmud is called Shashayla Naisai Devar Alacha Belimudai. Talmud is just someone that you can ask him something in what he's learning right then and there, Va'aymer, and you can answer. Va'filba Mesachta de Kala, even if it's a short, easy Mesachta like Mesachas Kala, that's already considered the Talmud. Yachid, that's only if you could ask him anywhere in Torah, and he could answer, he's ready to be a Rav, that's a Yachid. Tan Rabbanan, local rights alasis asma Yachid Aisa, Talmud Aisa. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Shita is that a person who's not a Talmud or a Yachid, he's not allowed to make himself like a Talmud or a Yachid. Whereas that's already considered Gaiva. Rabbi Aisi Aimer, Aisa Vizachu Latayv. No, he's allowed to, Lefisha Ein Shevach Hulai, Elitzar Hulai, because it's not like he's taking upon himself any sort of the benefits of being a Talmud or a Yachid. He's just taking on the Tzar, he's taking upon himself to fast, and therefore that's Mutar. And Tani Idach, we learned in the Braisa, the local writes, Elasis Asma Yachid Aisa, Talmud Aisa, Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar says, now the person is not allowed to make himself into a Yachid or a Talmud. However, says the Braisa, that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer, Bamedavar Mamurim, when is that said? It's only Bedavar Shel Shevach. That's only if you're taking on a benefit of being a Yachid or a Talmud. Of a Bedavar Shel Tzar, like fasting, so then Oisev is Achel Atoiv, then you could do it, and it's a benefit, and it's a Milo, Shein Shevach Hulai El Tzar Hulai. Because you're not taking any sort of benefit, you're just taking the Tzar, and therefore that's considered praiseworthy. Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Mishaya Misana Ala Tzara Va'avra. Let's say a person took upon himself to fast for a certain Tzara, and the Tzara went away. Or Ala Chayla V'Nisrape, he was fasting for a Chayla, and the Chayla got healed. Hareza Misanu Mashlim. The Halacha is that he still has to finish the fast. If a person travels from a place where they're not fasting to a place where they are fasting, the halacha is, he has to fast together with the place that he goes to, because he won't want to make any sort of machlokes. He can't eat while everyone else is fasting, and therefore he has to fast together with that city. If he goes from a place where they are fasting and he travels to a place where they're not fasting, in such a case also he has to fast, because he already took upon himself to fast. He can't stop that fast, that Kabbalah, just because now he's in a place where they're not fasting. Shachach va'achav v'shasa. If let's say a person in the middle of a fast day, he wakes up in the morning, he forgot it was a fast, and he ate and he drank, al yisrab b'fnei hatzibur, so he has to make sure not to be seen in front of, in public, he shouldn't be seen looking all strong. Val yanig yidunin ba'atzmai, and he also can't continue eating. He can't say, oh, once I already ate, I might as well continue eating. No, the halacha is that he has to still finish the fast. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yomer lag Yaakov lebanav, lamet yisro, Yaakov told his children, why are you being seen? What does that mean? Amar lam Yaakov lebanav, Yaakov is telling his children, you shouldn't be seen when you look all satiated. There's a famine in the world. You have food, but you shouldn't be look like you're satiated. Not in front of the Goyim, not in front of the Bnei Esav, not in front of the Bnei Yishmal. So they shouldn't get jealous and start up with you. Now that we mentioned this pasuk that appeared around the episode of Mechiras Yosef, so the Gemara now goes to Darshan another pasuk during that's found in that episode. That Yosef, after he revealed himself to the brothers, so he sent them home and he told them, "Al tirguzu baderech," not to be tirguzu baderech. What does that mean? Amar bilazar, Amar lam Yosef laechav. Yosef was telling his brothers, "Al tisask v'dvar alacha shemet tiragzu aleichem baderech." You shouldn't be Yosef in learning, because maybe you're going to end up getting lost and thought and get lost. Ask the Gemara, Aini, when you're traveling, you shouldn't learn. If you have two Talmid Chachamim who are traveling, and they're not learning, so they're right to be burned. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, by Elio and Elisha, it says that they were walking and they were daber, they were speaking, presumably in learning. And there was a fire that came down, and Lamaisa, they weren't burnt. Taima, the reason why they weren't burnt is the Ika Dibur, is because they were speaking and learning. Halaka Dibur, but if there wasn't any Dibur, only sorry if they would have been right to be burnt. So you see, you're supposed to learn when you're walking, when you're traveling. Says the Gemara, Leikasha, Halamigras, Aliyuni. One's Bekias. Bekias, yeah, you can learn while you're walking, and there's no Chashash that you're gonna get so lost in thought and get lost. But when it comes to Ian, so that already, that's when there's a concern, and that's what Yosef was telling the brothers, Altir Gazubadarach. The Masnisa Tana, and a Braisa it was taught. Now Yosef was telling the brothers, "Al tafsiu psiagasa v'achnisu chamalir," that you should be careful not to take big steps, and also you should be careful to go into the city when there's still light outside. Meaning, don't be out of the city when it's dark. "Al tafsiu psiagasa," don't take large steps. Damar Mar said, "Psiagasa they tell us echad michamish meis moreinu shel adam," that large steps take away 1/500th of a person's eyesight. "V'achnisu chamalir," and make sure to get into the city when there's still light outside. Because Rav Yudah Amar Rav, that's like Rav Yudah Amar Rav taught us. The Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, La'ilam yeitza adam v'chitayv v'ikanis v'chitayv. A person should make sure only to leave his residence when there's light outside, and also he should make sure to get back home when there's also light outside. Don't be caught out when it's dark. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Habayker or v'anashim sholchu. The Yosef, when he sent away the brothers, he waited until it was morning. Why did he wait? Because you're not supposed to be outside when it's dark.